Afternoon, friends. Beautiful day. Trust you're all keeping well and staying safe. Probably even if you lived in Lisburn, you'll not really be familiar with this little mound of grass behind me. It just sits behind the Roman Catholic chapel in the town. I have an old map of the borough from 1902, and this is marked out as being a fairy mound. Over the years, people have been very superstitious about things. Sometimes you'll come across maybe a singular tree sitting in the middle of a field and people won't touch it because they're superstitious that there's fairies that live in it and it's bad luck, so to speak, to touch a fairy tree. And this is the fairy mound, or the fairy mount. Sat here for years and it's supposed to be untouched. They're not allowed to build on it or do anything on it. Somebody's been able to cut the grass on it, so I don't know how it's worked out for them, what sort of fate's followed them. But we live in a world where people are so full of superstitions. Even amongst a civilized so-called society, people are still very superstitious. There's people that will not stamp upon a crack in the pavement. They'll not want to walk under a ladder. Some people, I've even visited homes over the years, and if you enter in through the front door, you have to leave by the same door that you entered in because it's bad luck if you do otherwise. And there's all sorts of superstitions that filter through, even into religious circles as well. All sorts of different ideas that people have had down through the years, and it's nothing really more than superstition. And it's so important to get back to the Bible. Remember years ago doing a funeral for a young man that died in very sad circumstances, and his marriage was a mixed marriage, you might call, and I remember visiting the home after that, and so much superstition about things, people looking for white feathers and people going to fortune tellers and different things to try to find out where this individual was in eternity. It was so sad, all of the superstitions that the family embraced, nothing really to hold on to. And I suppose there's sanctified superstition as well. People have these superstitious ideas that if you get sprinkled as a little baby, that makes you right for heaven. If you take communion, that there's something especially significant about the bread and the wine, and they're receiving Christ and doing that and going through confirmation classes and saying prayers and doing Hail Marys and going to church religiously. And we have this idea that getting a child maybe dedicated somehow makes it right for heaven, and it's bad luck if you don't, and it's bad luck to die if you're not baptized, and all of these different things. And you can have all of those things without faith in Jesus Christ. And really it just amounts to superstition. Religious tradition, perhaps. And we've elevated to such a level that we somehow think that God will smile upon us if we do X, Y, and Z. I wonder today, do you have reality or religion? Do you have something that's supernatural or merely something that's superstitious? I always say to people in the work that I do, make sure you get a Bible answer. If you've got questions about life, about God, about eternity, about death, about Christ, about salvation, about forgiveness, whatever it might be, these fundamental core issues in life, make sure you get a Bible answer. Whenever Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he said in verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." So important to have the Word of God. Absolutely vital that we read it. And more important still, that we obey it. Even people are superstitious about the Bible. I remember knocking doors in a particular part of Belfast and people saying, "Well, I have a Bible in the house." And they maybe went upstairs and they got it and they brought it down and it was in a box and it was covered in some type of nice paper, and they'd open it up and I would say, "Well, do you ever read it?" And they say, "Oh no, it's far too important. I wouldn't want anybody to get their hands on it, or I wouldn't want to mark it or mar it or crease the spine, and we keep it upstairs, and you know, it's good to have it in your home." And they looked at it very superstitiously, that because you've got this book sitting in your home or at the side of your bed or under your pillow, that somehow God will keep you safe. So important to read the Bible for yourself and read about the Saviour that it speaks of and put your faith and trust in Him, something real, something solid. and not to be carried away with superstitious fairy stories. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lift the Bible, read it for yourself, and put your faith in the facts of the gospel and in the solid foundation of God's promises.